We're back here on Giants.com. It is the bye week. That means we have the pleasure of speaking to the Giants assistant coaches one-on-one. And today's guest is Peter Ginta, Giants cornerbacks coach. Pete, every year we say, you can't have so many players at cornerback for the Giants. There's so much depth. They got so many options. Then all of a sudden, the injuries start coming. What's the? I know as a coach, you can't think of it this way, but is there a frustration level for you every year seeming to have to deal with all these injuries?
It's part of the game. You know, it's the attrition. You know it's a very physical game. The guys are going to get banged up and nicked up. So we understand that that's part of the game, and we have depth at that spot. So, we're very pleased to have the depth and have guys we can count on.
What's been the challenge for Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie? He hasn't been inactive for any games, but you've had to manage his snaps to keep him on the field with his injury. As a coach, has that made it difficult for you to try and figure out exactly what you have with him trying to manage his leg injury?
We're trying to manage that as best we can. The trainers and Coach Coughlin and Coach Fuel, we've done a great job of letting me know how many reps to give him and, try to manage him to get him to the game on Sunday and let him play as many snaps as he can on Sunday. And he's done a great job. He's a tough kid. He's done a great job of fighting through the injury.
When he's healthy and when he's out there, what kind of difference does he make being able to take the opponent's best wide receiver and at least limit him?
It's great because you have, more depth. You have Dominique, you have Prince, you have Zach, you have, you had Walter, you had Tremaine, you had, now we have Jerron. You have a number of guys. You can match up people based on the skill set that the receiver has and the skill set our defensive backs have, or we can just play right and left. We have that luxury now. So it gives you a lot more flexibility when he's healthy, fully ready to go.
Now, Dez got him a couple times last week, but Dez does that to a lot of people. Talk about the progress Prince has made this year. It seems to me like he's having the best year of his career and really is primed for a Pro Bowl caliber season.
Yeah, he really has. He's really stepped up. He's been healthy, the last year and this year, and that's huge. When you can get through OTAs, you can get through minicamp, you can get through training camp, you can get to all the practices and not miss time. So it's accumulation of him working very, very hard over the last few years, and he's really done a great job of learning the system, learning, what he can and can't do with his skill set, learning, everything that the receivers are trying to do to him, and he's really developed into a very good player.
Now, the slot corner is a spot that has had to change a lot because of the injuries to Thurman, because of the injuries to McBride. Is this Jaron Holsey's spot now? Is you going to give him the opportunity to earn the spot, or will we maybe see some other guys we haven't seen in the slot before work inside a little bit?
We're going to give him the opportunity. We used Stevie Brown in there a little bit this past week. We used Jaron, so we're trying to bring him along. He had missed the 4 weeks, and not having played in 4 weeks, and then the first week he's back, he was very limited to playing some special teams things, so we wanted to bring him along gradually and get him ready to play in that spot.
Final question, Coach. There's been a lot of big plays allowed by the defense in the secondary, some missed assignments. A lot of times that's in zone defense. What can you guys do in the coaching room, on the practice field, to try to fix those issues? And what have been the issues with some of those missed assignments and big plays being allowed by your defense?
We address that every week. We go through, we critique the film, we address why we gave up a big play. That's been our Achilles heel right now. And what are we going to do to correct those problems? And we address, like I said, on a weekly basis, try to attack the problem. Sometimes, you play an aggressive style of defense. You're going to get guys up in man-to-man coverage. You're going to press and play man-to-man. The quarterback's good, and Romo's going to fit one into Bryant. And you're going to be in tight in coverage, and they're going to make a play. And we're just going to make more plays than they make. And, you're in press coverage one time, Prince intercepts the ball. Yeah. The next time you give up one. So, we do the best we can to teach the techniques that we need to not allow a big play. The assignment responsibilities, we go through that and make sure the guys understand what their responsibilities are on every defense against, all the different formations that the offense has. So, we address that on a weekly basis. We'll address this in the offseason, this bye week, and to see what we can do to really tighten things up for the second half of the season.
Final quick follow-up to that. So is there really a common thread from week to week, or always does it seem to be a different issue that's allowing some of these big plays over the course of the year?
Some of it's a different thing, and some of it's, you're playing press man-to-man coverage on an island out there, and you've got good player against a good player. And the other thing, you want to make sure you tackle very well. We're studying why people give up big plays, and a lot of it comes down to tackling well. And we work hard every week. We do our tackling circuit, make sure we tackle very well, and we want to make sure we continue to tackle well and continue to play with great technique and great leverage.
Coach, great stuff. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, John.
Cornerbacks coach Peter Ginta. Plenty more coming up on Giants.com. Stay tuned.